Welcome to this podcast about the North Warning System and Barter Island in Alaska. The article is produced by Coastview, written by Dr. Carl Schock, and read by a computer-generated voice. Scroll down to see pictures, maps, and embedded links to additional information. Please consider subscribing to enjoy more articles and podcasts at coastview.org. The North Warning System station at Barter Island is a long-range radar facility on the Beaufort Sea coast adjacent to the village of Kaktovik, about 273 miles northwest of Inuvik, Northwest Territories, and 112 miles east of Dead Horse, Alaska. The site is between Airy Lagoon to the west and Kaktovik Lagoon to the east. The Inupiat name for the island is Nuwuak, likely meaning the place of barter. In 1826, Sir John Franklin applied the name Barter Island to present-day Airy Island, which lies 6 miles to the west. However, local usage transferred the name to this much larger island, and it has appeared on charts and topographic maps since 1912. Barter Island is one of the largest islands along Alaska's Beaufort Sea coast, with 3,954 acres of tundra covering 6 to 10 feet of permafrost underlain by coastal plain sediments. These sediments comprise reworked Aeolian, alluvial, fluvial, and marine deposits representing the Gubbio Formation that developed during the Quaternary period, about 2.6 million years ago to the present. The radar facility sits on the island's north shore, where steep bluffs consist of clay, sand, and gravel interspersed with ice blocks and wedges. Barter Island's north coast is changing rapidly as shorelines once anchored by permafrost and protected by sea ice now face the effects of climate change. In 1914, the explorer Vilhjalmur Stefansson described an extensive Inupiat-Inuit trade network stretching from the Bering Strait in the west to Copper Inuit country in the east, and possibly as far as Hudson Bay, Baffin Island, and northwestern Greenland. The most consistent trade item moving east was Siberian iron, exchanged for soapstone lamps and bowls moving west. Soapstone, a raw material mainly associated with the Canadian Shield, is not generally found in the western Arctic. In the eastern Arctic, the near-exclusive use of soapstone for lamps and cooking pots dates to the beginning of the Thule period, about 1,000 years ago. Thule immigrants apparently abandoned the pottery of their Alaskan ancestors in favor of the more durable soapstone. From the Mackenzie Delta region, soapstone bowls were traded west via Barter Island to Point Barrow and Kotzebue Sound. By at least the late 18th century, Russian metal goods, particularly iron knives, were the chief items the Copper Inuit received for their pots and lamps. By the mid-19th century, when consistent European contact began, most cooking pots and especially lamps from Kotzebue Sound to Cape Bathurst were made of Coronation Gulf soapstone. The trading site at Barter Island provided the crucial link between Alaskan Inupiat and Mackenzie Inuit. The North Warning System is a joint American and Canadian early warning radar system that replaced the distant early warning line for the atmospheric air defense of North America. The Barter Island installation was the prototype for 21 stations built in Alaska and Canada during the Cold War. In 1947, the American military built a lighted runway 4,820 feet long and an aircraft hangar. In 1951, the Air Force assumed control of the station, which became operational in 1953. Civilian contract workers operated the station until 1990, when it was upgraded with long-range surveillance radar and redesignated a long-range radar station as part of the North Warning System, now operated by the Pacific Air Force's Regional Support Center based at Joint Base Elmendorf-Richardson. The North Warning System currently consists of 15 long-range radars, 11 in Canada and 4 in Alaska. The system also includes short-range radars in both countries. The North Warning System radars are integrated with the Alaska Radar System, which has 11 additional long-range radar sites. Thank you for listening. Read the article below for more information, including links to source material and references. Please subscribe to learn more about the West Coast of North America at coastview.org.